British Sky Broadcasting and First Look Pictures present an Apollo Pro Movie production in association with the Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa Limited. A Wes Craven production. The Breed. Directed by Nick Mastandrea. Starring Michelle Rodriguez as Nikki, Oliver Hudson as John, Taryn Manning as Sarah, Eric Lively as Matt, Hill Harper as Noah, Nick Berain as Luke, and Lisa Marie Schneider as Jenny. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of CS Agency. A lone yacht in the middle of a vast expanse of ocean. The bow of the yacht, its name on the side, Wanderer. A blonde Jenny lies on deck in a tiny red bikini, drinking from a wine glass.
You're lost.
Luke is at the helm.
I'm not lost. Just don't know exactly where we are.
Maybe I should steer for a while. Whoa. A little buzz.
Man, you are so cute when you're hammered.
I'm not hammered.
You sure are.
She joins him at the stern while he buries his face in her cleavage. She looks out to sea.
Hey, look.
A little busy here.
She forces his face away from her chest.
Land.
In the distance, on the horizon, an island, shrouded in mist. They sail into a bay past rocky cliffs. As they motor towards land, a shape moves through the trees. Luke helps Jenny off the boat.
You see? We're not lost. We're just on some creepy island penal colony.
You know what? I'm gonna go and find that bar.
Okay.
They kiss. As she stumbles away in a denim mini and pink top, Luke watches her and makes fast the boat. She turns towards him and blows a kiss, seductively.
Woof.
Hey, wait up! I've just got to finish tying up here.
She ignores him and goes up the jetty into the woods. She trudges through bracken and pine trees, looking around, shredding a fern leaf. She drops it and wipes her hand. She looks up at a radio aerial on top of a tall pylon. Her gaze falls on a high wire fence amongst the trees, topped with strands of barbed wire. She approaches it, looking puzzled. She grasps the fence, craning to see what's beyond it. She looks over at derelict, flat-roofed concrete buildings.
Hello?
She frowns and bites her lip. Looking anxious, she takes her hands off the fence and starts to leave, staring at the buildings. She walks away. Startled, she looks over her shoulder, back at the compound. Warily, she returns through the woods, walking over the dead bracken in sneakers, looking around. She swings around fearfully. A dark shape rushes through the undergrowth. Looking from side to side, she starts to run. She stops and starts to back away. She turns her head, looking around desperately, her long blonde hair unkempt. A dark shape runs through the bushes behind her. She looks close to tears.
Luke?
She starts to run. An animal shape pursues her as she sprints through the trees. She hides behind a pine tree, gasping for breath. She's pulled to the ground. Luke at the boat looks up.
Jenny?
She is being dragged on her back through the woods.
Jen?
She grabs at a rock, two fingers missing from her bloodied hand. With a horrified expression, she's dragged away, arms outstretched across the forest floor. A seaplane flies across open water. It's heading towards the island and comes into land over the trees.
There it is.
What?
There it is. You excited?
Three final exams, two biology labs,
and a term paper due in 4 days. And I let you convince me to go away for a party weekend.
It's my duty as the irresponsible brother.
To what? Make sure I never get into medical school?
Ah, the burden of a smart guy.
I got 2 words for you. Communications major.
I'm a fan of the five-year program.
This is why I have to study in the library. No, Noah has literally turned our dorm room into prime happy hour real estate.
You're telling me.
Because I read the brochure that said it's okay to have fun in college. I have fun. You have fun. When?
That's okay, baby. You're gonna have the last laugh when you're a big-time doctor and they're stuck living off of ramen noodles and unemployment checks.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Bill Gates never went to college.
Just fly the plane, Maverick.
The seaplane banks and descends to the water. Nearby, a wooden house and garage nestle on the island, overlooking the sea. The aircraft lands, sending up plumes of white spray. It heads towards the jetty in front of the house.
Gosh, Maddie, this place is incredible. I can't believe it's yours.
Ours. It's ours.
God, it must really suck being a trust fund baby, huh?
Yeah. When Mom got that, all I got were signing season tickets.
Our Uncle Frank wasn't rich. This house is all he owned. Lived here for, what,
20 years?
20 years, doing nothing but studying birds, watching
talking
animals,
trees, guzzling whiskey.
Yeah, he was a little eccentric. Obviously, Johnny and our uncle never really got each other.
No one ever gets me.
I got you.
You got me so much you dropped me.
The pilot, John, walks towards the house. Nikki sighs and with Matt follows. Sarah is behind.
Hey! Come on.
Oh, sorry, man.
Matt returns to help Noah carry the cool box up from the jetty where the plane is secured. The five young people carry their luggage up to the house.
Overgrown chic. I love it.
Come on, let's get inside. Man, I miss this place, Johnny.
Ah, the zip line. I'm going on that.
John opens the front door.
We are.
Home sweet home. Huh?
I love it.
Wow. How long has it been since you guys were here?
Oh, God. 10. Hey, how old were you when you sunk Uncle Frank's car in the bay?
I was 12 and bored.
12, so 13 years.
Wow.
And I'm actually surprised you left us the place. I was always so afraid you're going to burn it down.
Well, there's still time, Maddie.
Poor little house.
Check out the wine cellar. Woo!
Look at that. 85 Madonna.
Yes,
oh my God, this is fancy.
Yes,
this is, in what? 85, what? I was still playing with rainbow rice and orange jelly.
And looking good doing it. I can't get into his wine. It's what?
Why?
It's, I don't know, it's disrespectful or something.
You know
what? Come on, quiet. Why is that?
Lucky for you guys, I came prepared.
What you got?
Huh? Does anybody know what time it is?
What time is it?
Sarah checks her watch.
Margarita 30!
Margarita 30! Look at the blender. Come on, baby.
What's going on?
Sarah cuts up limes while Noah checks the fridge.
Chips, salsa, hot dogs, beer.
What? He examines a blue carton.
Soy milk. Flaxseed oil, kasha. What the hell's kasha?
That's Nikki's. She's a health food nut.
Her body looks like no vegetarian I've ever seen.
Man, have a good time, all right? Don't be such a little girl this week.
Okay, you know what? That's offensive. A. And B, I am going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You still remember how to do this?
Yes, I do. Go.
The two brothers, Matt and John, carry a toolbox into the garage.
The memories, huh?
car that was once a submarine.
Just give the nozzle a turn. If you smell gas, run.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, man, look. The keys are still in the car.
Man, that thing has been sitting there unused for ages. It's never going to start. Which, given your history, is probably a good thing.
John leans out of the driver's window, smiling smugly.
German engineering at its finest.
Sarah tries the blender.
What's wrong?
The only thing separating me from my immediate personal happiness is John and Matt's skill with a generator.
In that case, we better start drinking these. Whoa! Before they go. Ah, ah, yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about!
Why? Blender?
What happened?
What do we do?
Noah slams the fridge door shut.
I saw the fuse box in the basement.
Sarah looks at Noah, unconvinced.
You know how to fix a fuse?
Heck no.
You?
No.
Well, maybe we could figure it out together.
Noah opens the door leading to the dark cellar.
Okay, okay. Young, handsome brother.
He sprays freshener into his mouth.
Takes blonde little bad girl into the dark, dusty basement with him.
I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Young.
Yeah.
Attractive. Mm-hmm. Virgin.
Ooh.
Pushes.
Yeah.
Obnoxious earhood in the basement.
They descend the cellar steps slowly.
Are you really a virgin?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes.
They look around the dark basement. They walk past a large rack of wine.
Vintage.
They look up, nervously. Noah flicks open his lighter.
Here's the fuse box. Oh, look, 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 there's a new fuse.
New one?
Yeah. Oh, you see? That one's blown.
This one?
Yeah.
Noah's lighter shines on a puppet.
Ah! Ah! Sorry.
Dude.
It was just this thing.
It's hard enough.
I'm sorry.
You scared?
No.
Oh, got it. Got the fuse.
Yeah.
Should I put it in?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ew.
She inserts the fuse.
Okay. Here's the master switch.
Okay, try it.
Ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Upstairs, Nikki, shapely with long black hair, wanders down a corridor, looking around. She looks up, smiling, and undoes a rope fastened to the wall. Matt comes round the corner.
You weren't supposed to find that.
Why?
It's just a secret attic for makeout parties.
You were 9 the last time you came here, silly.
And?
He leans over her and kisses her.
I was a very early bloomer.
They slide down to the floor.
If everybody knew the Matt that I know, it'd be so hard to keep you to myself.
No, it wouldn't.
They kiss.
Which room should we take?
How about the one farthest from my brothers?
Ideal.
2 years and it's still awkward. I apologize to him 1,000 times about us, but he's still mad.
He's not mad, he's John. Are you trying to fulfill some adolescent fantasies?
I might be.
There. Secret makeout party.
Uh-oh. It's on.
Nikki opens the attic door. John is outside with the zip wire.
You know you're gonna kill yourself.
Matt climbs out of the attic window.
Hey, never gonna believe what I found in the attic.
Huh.
Ah, the house flag. We were such dorks. At least one of us has changed, huh? Johnny, that rope's gotta be 20 years old.
Nah, man, it feels okay to me.
John, really?
Hemp like that deteriorates. I brought climbing rope with me. You can string it with a Dynalock.
John looks up, then jumps up onto the rope and slides down from the roof.
Once a brute, always a brute.
He slides away from the house, out towards the sea, and drops down into the water beyond the seaplane.
You know, sometimes it stuns me you two are related.
Noah throws John a life belt.
You know, usually people who live on the edge like that die young.
Johnny wouldn't be caught dead dying. Make him look bad.
Nikki straps on a rope and scales the side of the timber-clad house. Sarah, blonde and petite, is crushing ice in the blender. In a tiny bikini, she carries two drinks onto the jetty and drops some liquid onto Matt's book as he writes.
What? All work and no play.
Yeah, you sound like Johnny.
Thanks for hooking us up.
Well, he wants you to enjoy yourself, too.
Right.
He does. Remember when we were 13 and he threw you your first boy-girl party? Remember when your mom went out of town?
I do. And we played Truth or Dare and watched, what's that called? Wild on Ibiza.
And he dared you to kiss me.
And I did.
And then I cried.
You know, I don't think my male ego ever recovered from that.
I think you're doing just fine.
They wave to Nikki, who's on the roof.
You think? Yeah. Have fun, okay?
John and Noah watch Sarah.
You ever,
No. We've been friends for a long time. Plus, I got with too many of her girls, you know?
Too many. I mean, what's too many?
Too many. I mean, you know, for a chick, any's
too many.
Any's too many.
Any is too many.
Hey.
The five friends sunbathe on the jetty by the seaplane, splashing each other with beer. Sarah stands on a child's merry-go-round, spun round by Matt.
Okay, we're going to go back.
A post snaps off in his hand. Noah swings in a hammock. John fires an arrow into a log.
Nice shot, Robin Hood.
That's so white of you.
You want to give it a shot, man? You want to try this?
What?
You want to try?
No.
All right.
Something watches Sarah from the bushes. John hits the log again with an arrow.
Woo! See? It's that easy. You guys hear that?
It's a puppy.
Oh my god.
Oh, oh my god.
So cute. Oh, where's it from?
You gotta leave that thing alone. Oh,
can I see it? It's a boy. Oh, it can't be more than 8 or 9 weeks old.
Yeah, you go, Dr. Ruth.
Guys,
let me see.
What kind of dog is that?
Well, it looks like a German Shepherd, but he's big. Huh. Really big.
I thought we were the only ones on the island.
Well, he's probably abandoned by some boaters.
Hey, guys, I have an idea. Hold on. Shh. I have an idea. A good idea. Huh. Let's eat him.
You're such a dork.
No, I'm serious. We'll put him on the target right there, and I'll go...
Noah dives in from the jetty.
I got my iPod, baby.
Nikki and Matt push John in.
Cheers to that.
Sarah holds the puppy.
Let's keep him with us tonight, guys.
Wait. No TV, no phone, no Maxim?
Some people actually like to take a break from civilization.
All right. Yeah, sure. I'm for the whole kumbaya granola thing. As long as when it's over, there's a fifth of Jaeger and internet porn waiting for me.
You know, Noah, sometimes it amazes me that you're still single.
Well, here's to being single, seeing double, sleeping, triple, and to multiple orgasms.
Yeah, by yourself.
Noah tries to pour from an empty bottle.
Ooh, what's that in the cellar? Yeah. Is that the sound of an 85 Medoc calling me?
Yes. Hey,
you were gonna drink the cheap stuff, and you were gonna like it. You are a cruel, cruel man.
but I still love you.
Yeah. Noah opens a bottle of wine in the kitchen, watched by the puppy, sitting with one ear cocked.
Mm-mm. That cute stuff's not gonna work on me. I'm more of a cat person.
Noah looks worried and throws a cloth at the puppy.
Cheap enough? Hmm? You know, that little sucker grunted.
Hey, you piss on that rug, you dead.
Hey!
The puppy runs outside.
He was just kidding. Come back.
My dog is weird, I'm telling you. He just growled at me in the kitchen for no good reason. I just said I like cats, and I wasn't talking about the musical.
This little dog's harmless. Chicken.
Don't worry, he'll come back. He knows there's food here.
You want to go find him?
Yeah, I wanted to sleep with him tonight.
I thought she was sleeping with me tonight.
No, she was going to make love to me and then go sleep in your bed.
Wow, that's okay.
I sing to cancer patients every Thursday night. Uh-huh. That's my charity work for the week.
Oh, funny. They both got jokes tonight. Hey, y'all want some?
Sarah and John go outside into the darkness with torches.
Here, Pop.
You see him?
This is totally bringing me back memories from Ghost in the Graveyard, remember? When we were 10?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because you were too cool back then.
Oh, no, I'm still too cool.
Right.
Over there. There he is.
He shines the beam on the puppy.
Hey, Pop. There you are. There you are. Okay.
A huge dog leaps up and knocks over Sarah and John. The German Shepherd, teeth bared, stands over Sarah. John scrambles to his feet. John runs over. The dog bites Sarah's leg and runs off into the undergrowth.
You okay?
The dog stops and looks back at them.
Here.
He helps her sit up.
Okay.
The dog watches them, then leaves. John cuddles Sarah.
All right, you're okay, you're okay. You're okay, come on, let's go.
So it just attacked you, unprovoked?
Yeah, came out of nowhere.
It was probably just protecting its young, but the rules say you gotta treat any bite by an unknown animal as a possible rabies infection. Right, but listen, you will not get rabies. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. There isn't a single case on record of somebody who's gone through a proper post-exposure treatment who's then contracted the disease.
Isn't that where they gotta stick a bunch of needles under your skin?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a little simpler than that.
A little simpler?
I think we should get the plane ready.
What, you wanna leave?
Yeah, we should leave in the morning and get Sarah to a doctor.
Matt, remember when I got that rabies shot? Because of that bat in the Bahamas. You don't have to start right away. You don't. You really don't. I mean, if you're feeling okay.
That true?
As long as you have your first shot within a week, yes. But there's no pressure.
Okay. Well, then I'm cool. I'll be fine, you guys.
She's fine.
Sarah.
Maddie, come on, man. The point of this weekend was for you to get your head out of a book and live a little. So don't use this as an excuse, man. That's a load of crap.
Yeah, it's true. I'm fine. I mean, really.
It's cool to stay. Just listen.
Scary. Nothing that a little drinking can't cure. Can someone give me a drink?
You know.
Can I get a drink?
All right. Are you
ready?
Sure?
Yeah. It's a drink. That's what I'm talking about.
Nighttime. The lights are on in the house. Lightning flashes. An empty chair in the living room. A fire burns in the hearth. A wine bottle lies on the mat. Another is on a table next to the couch where Noah is asleep, smiling, arm outstretched. Matt and Nikki are in bed in the attic, cuddling as the lightning flashes.
What are you thinking about?
Matt lies on his back, Nikki in his arms.
There's this company who leased some land on the other side of the island a couple miles away. Anyway, they built a compound for training dogs. When I was little, my uncle used to walk me over there and we'd play with all the little puppies. I think that's when I decided I wanted to be a vet. About a year ago, one of the dogs got rabies. It started to spread. And all the dogs got it, and Michael told me they had to put him down.
That's horrible.
So I assume they've been killed, but... After seeing that dog today.
So you think some of them survived?
That's just that. If they had rabies and escaped, they would have been dead a long time ago. And dog's rabies is always fatal.
Lightning flashes.
So what do you see?
He looks thoughtful, then kisses her forehead as she snuggles on his chest. John walks into the kitchen, bare-chested, and opens the fridge to take out a drink. As he shuts the door, he sees Sarah in a white vest and pants staring out of the window.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't see you. What are you doing?
Couldn't sleep.
She turns to face him.
You?
Me either. You look like an angel.
He watches as she walks towards him seductively. She reaches up and kisses him, putting her arms around his neck. He pulls back as she bites him.
Ow, darn it. Easy, tiger.
Go away.
She backs away from him, frowning.
Go away.
John looks puzzled as she turns and walks back to the rain-lashed window, staring out as the lightning flashes. He leaves. Morning. The plane is at the jetty. Nikki walks out onto the veranda, carrying a drink to join the others at the breakfast table.
So how about doing some swimming today? Maybe hang out by the dock? Maybe when your leg feels better?
Sarah reaches for the jam.
What? How did I wind up getting an outdoorsy type,
I don't know. I think it's a lot better than living in the library.
I'm outdoorsy as long as there are beautiful women and thongs involved.
So do you ever get tired of making a fool of yourself? Or...
Well, actually, not really. I figure it's a part of my charm. Yo, excuse me.
I'm still hungry.
Knock yourself out.
I can make some more.
Damn, no, that's cool.
Sarah has snatched a pancake.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Boys and their toys.
I thought I'd take a walk in the woods, see if I can't find something to shoot. I hope you're talking about something inanimate.
Oh, gosh, Maddie, no. I thought I'd go hunting for Bambi.
Yeah, I'm just checking. You know what? Actually, I'm going to come with you. I've been around the island for years. You guys want to come?
No. Come on, man.
Yeah, why not?
Noah turns to Sarah.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Actually, I think I'm going to stay here. I'm not too keen on that dog running around.
Okay. We'll be careful.
Keep him away from Thumper, too.
Come on.
Concerned, Nikki looks over at Sarah, who's helping herself to the rest of the food. John, carrying his bow and arrows, leads the way through the woods.
No deer. No droppings.
The three men stop and look at each other.
You hear anything?
No.
Kind of makes you wonder where all the animals are.
Are you guys trying to freak me out right now or something? Is this like a game you play? I mean, what? No, I'm serious.
He's referring to inanimate animals.
They walk downhill.
You think Sarah's feeling okay?
Hope so.
You know, she's looking pretty good these days. She is.
Don't.
What?
Come on, man. Don't go there.
Why? Why not? I mean, she's obviously into me, so why shouldn't I just go for it?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've seen how you treat women.
Noah winces.
You know, just because you're good at saving them doesn't always mean I'm the one that ruins them.
Brotherly love.
Sorry, man.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I made out with John.
So that's what's bothering you?
Kind of, yeah.
Why?
Nice.
I don't know. I guess I thought the rabies was settling in.
Very funny.
Now I feel fine. I feel great, actually. I've got like this adrenaline inside.
From John kissing you?
Maybe.
Well, might as well. You've liked him since you were 14.
How'd you know that?
Come on, who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then I hate everybody right now.
Sarah dives in off the jetty by the plane. Nikki follows.
Any day, McKnight. Can a brother not get some alone time?
Dang.
Noah sprays his camera, fits a lens, then looks through it. He lowers the camera, eyes darting from side to side, fearfully. He looks over his shoulder. A black shape moves behind a tree. He looks over at the undergrowth. He starts to walk away, looking back. He turns to face a black dog.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
He backs away.
Good boy.
He turns to face another dog.
Oh. Okay. 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 It's fine. It's fine.
A pale dog stands on a log, watching him.
John? Matt? Hey!
He sprints away, watched by a black dog up in a tree. He runs downhill through the woods. He trips and falls. He's startled as a hand touches his back.
What happened? What are you doing?
Noah crouches, panting.
I'm telling you, the dogs on this island are not friendly.
Noah, what are you, afraid of a dog?
No, dogs, man, dogs, plural.
How many?
Three that I saw, but I swear it sounded like more. You hear that?
The undergrowth quivers.
You believe me now?
Luke appears covered in blood.
They don't want you here. The dogs, they don't want you here.
A dog leaps on Luke, knocking him over. Sarah emerges from the water. The dog and Luke roll downhill. Matt, John and Noah look down as the two dogs savage Luke while he struggles to fight them off.
Get back here! Help him!
The dogs drag Luke away. One returns, looking up at the three men. They run. Sarah in the water frowns, listening.
What's up?
Sarah shakes her head, looking around.
Nothing.
The three men run back towards the house. They stop. Five dogs sit on a hilltop watching them. Nikki and Sarah are walking up the steps from the jetty. Matt looks at them, concerned.
Gemma food at breakfast. Can I say fresh air makes me hungry? It was like... Hey!
Go to the house.
Sarah looks up at the hill.
Here they come.
What?
Run!
Go! Run to the house! You guys, go!
Oh my God, run!
Run! Hurry up!
They run for the house.
Come on, you guys, come on! Hurry up!
A dog grabs Nikki's leg.
Maddie, no!
John takes aim with his bow and arrow. Matt looks up anxiously as he crouches over Nikki. The black dog lets go of Nikki. The arrow pierces her calf. She screams in agony. The dog, scar on its head, turns to look at Nikki as she's helped by Matt and Noah. The dog runs away. The pale dog and its black companion join a group of German shepherds in a clearing. They all run into the woods. Nikki drinks from a bottle of tequila. John looks on, worried, as Matt uses pliers to cut the end off the arrow, protruding from her leg. He starts to pull on it.
This ought to be fun.
Watched by Sarah, Matt heaves on the arrow, yanking it out of Nikki's leg.
Damn it, son of a witch!
God, I'm so sorry, Nikki.
John looks guilty.
It's okay. For all I know, you could have saved my life.
I don't know if I'm the life-saving kind. I couldn't save that guy in the woods.
I thought we were the only people on this island.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere, all right? He was covered in blood. They just ripped the crap out of him.
I know. Death by dog is brutal, man. Brutal.
None of this makes any sense. There's no reason a dog could act like this. These dogs have the characteristics of a rabid dog. But if they had rabies, they would be dead.
Then what the heck is it?
You know that dog compound?
The seeing eye dog facility, yeah.
Right. Well, what if they were actually training attack dogs, right? You know, about a year ago, they shut the compound down because of an apparent rabies outbreak.
So then attack dogs plus some weird strain of rabies equals what?
Scary face Lassies, that's what.
That's what?
What? Relax.
They don't want us here.
Matt looks at Sarah, shocked.
That's what the dude in the woods said. That's what he said.
Twice.
Yeah.
Who cares? We need to be focusing on getting the hell out of here. I'm in serious need of some painkillers. And there's something wrong with Sarah. You feel it, don't you?
Are you all right? Is there something wrong with you?
It comes and goes.
Okay. Look, we just gotta be smart here. Smarter than these dogs.
Sarah, shut up! Just shut up, all right? Y'all drive me crazy right now. Smarter wild dogs, what are you talking about? Okay, Nikki's right. We gotta get out of here with the quickness. Sarah needs some help, and we're gonna do that, all right? But first, we're gonna stay in here where it's safe. We're gonna let the dogs disperse. All right, then we're gonna get in the plane and get the heck out of
here! The dog leaps through the window, knocking over Noah. It stands before Sarah. They stare at each other. The others watch, terrified. Sarah fixes it with a steely gaze. As it leaps up at her, John intercepts it, throwing it to the floor. Matt rushes over to help. He stabs it with a poker. The girls look on, horrified. Matt pulls out the poker.
I don't want to be here anymore.
What do we do?
We get out of here.
Matt and John get up. They all carry their bags towards the front door. Matt looks out.
Ready?
Some dogs are near the seaplane on the jetty. Matt goes back inside.
Dogs are on the dock.
They put down their bags.
It's like they know we want to leave.
Noah peers out of the window through the net curtains.
You gotta be kidding me.
What? The plane's drifting away.
What?
What? No, I can't be. I tied it myself.
Go look, Dad.
Matt and John look out of the front door.
If it hits the channel, it's gone for good.
All right, the dogs are gone. Come on.
Matt runs in and gets his bag.
You guys. I don't want to go out there.
You're going.
John leads the group to the jetty, holding his bow and arrow.
You're gonna have to make a swim. No one else can bring the plane back.
I know.
All right, just give me this.
John hands Matt his bow and arrow and starts to kick off his shoes. He looks at his brother, then dives in.
Well, your brother being such a screw-up, he's kind of stepping up and being a big guy, huh?
I can't believe this.
What?
They chewed right through it on purpose.
Listen, I don't know what the heck's going on around here.
But I do know that dogs can't think like that. They can't plan. If a dog chews through a rope, it's because dogs like chewing rope.
Nikki looks unconvinced.
Come on, man. Come on, John.
It's almost there.
As John swims over to the plane, he finds two dogs lying on a wing. Sarah clamps a hand to her mouth.
Oh, shit.
The two dogs jump in.
Come on, swim back, man!
As John reaches the others, two more dogs jump in. One leaps out of the water onto the jetty. As it attacks, Noah clubs it with a baseball bat.
Rich, let's get back out! Come on, go! Hurry up! Hurry up, hurry up! Come on, go! Come on, go! Come on, hurry up! Go! Go! Run! Run!
They run back to the house, pursued by the dogs. The dogs leap up at the door. The seaplane floats away. Matt and Noah board up the broken window.
But how did the dogs even get on the plane?
One saw a dog balance a marshmallow on his nose.
John boards up another window, then looks out of the front door. He looks both ways, then stops to drag out the mat containing the dog's corpse. Matt helps him lift it. They carry it out onto the veranda. Matt nods to John. They hurl it over the rail, then hurry back indoors. Noah checks his phone.
Still no service.
You're running a fever.
I am.
Don't worry, it wouldn't be rabies yet. It could be some other kind of infection.
Great.
All right, pros and cons. What are the negatives?
Negatives? Well, everything. I mean, it's dangerous just trying to get to the garage. We don't know if the car will start up again, and if we actually do make it across the island, we don't know what the heck we'll find.
Hopefully whatever got that guy here.
With our lucky parasail, Dan.
The compound's gotta be equipped with some kind of communication system.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's not equipped with a bunch of crazy-faced old yellers.
Okay, well, look, we can't stay here. We gotta get off this island.
John looks over at Matt for a response.
Okay. Okay?
Okay, dang!
Looking around, Noah creeps out of the front door, followed by John and Matt. John looks at the garage.
All right. Meanie. Miney. I'll go.
As two dogs rush over to the corpse and tear at the rug covering it, the boys dive back inside. John takes down a board to look out of the window at the zip wire.
Now it'll lift right off.
I don't want you to go. I don't want anyone to go.
I'll be fine. I'll be really quiet.
Matt creeps out of the back door, shutting it behind him. He inches forward and reaches out to pick up a trowel. He pauses at the corner of the house and watches the dogs devouring the corpse, tearing at its flesh. He looks over at the zip wire and tiptoes over to it. He climbs up onto the platform, putting the trowel in his back pocket. He unties the grab handles and lifts them off the rope. The cream dog, covered in blood, looks up at him. He scrambles down and runs back inside the house. The dog gives chase. Matt is on a ladder at the side of the house on a flat roof, attaching the rope to the wall. Nikki steadies the ladder, looking anxious.
How much do you weigh?
You know how much I weigh, baby.
You're not doing this.
Speed climbing champion, 3 years running. I weigh 120 pounds. I could do this with my hands tied behind my back.
You were injured badly.
I know my limits. This cable can't physically support you. I know what I'm talking about. Think about it.
He looks down at her.
I mean it. Think about it.
He looks over at the garage under the cable. He helps her out of the attic window. Noah is up the ladder, lubricating the handles on the cable. Nikki limps over, wearing a harness, helped by Matt.
You didn't get any on the handles, did you?
No, you'll be fine.
Nikki climbs up the ladder and attaches her harness to the handles. Two dogs watch from a distance.
Be careful.
Matt looks over at the garage. Nikki launches herself off the ladder, crossing her legs, and slides down the rope, gripping the handles. It stops just short of the garage roof. The other four watch anxiously as she dangles from the rope.
You gotta be kidding me.
A pack of dogs run towards the garage. Nikki looks up at the handles. Sarah watches the dogs.
They're here.
Nikki tilts back and throws her legs over the rope, hanging upside down. She releases her harness and makes her way along the rope. The dogs race towards the garage. She drops onto the garage roof as the dogs jump up. She tries a window.
A dog!
She puts her elbow through the glass and reaches in to open it. She crawls in on her hands and knees, then down a ladder to the car. She gets in and pulls off her gloves with her teeth. She winds up the window. She jumps back in her seat as through gaps in the garage doors she sees a dog pawing at the timber.
Come on!
A pack gathers outside, jumping up at the flimsy doors. She hits the wheel in frustration and throws back her head. As she sits up, a dog appears at the car window. She backs away. Another jumps up at the other window. The dogs push in through the gaps in the garage doors. She looks up and opens the sunroof and climbs out. She heaves herself up onto an overhead beam, pursued by the dogs. Smiling, holding onto a rafter, she looks down at the frenzied dogs. She hops on one leg along a beam. She loses her footing, hanging from a rafter. The dogs snarl at her feet. She pulls up her feet and looks down. She scrambles out of the window.
Hey! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. This seems like... it's gonna be dinner time over here soon.
All right. Hang in there, Nikki. We got something worked out. Come on, guys. Let's go. Good? More slack. Watch yourself.
John fires an arrow with a fishing line into the garage wall.
At least you didn't hit her this time.
I'm gonna tie the line to the rope, then you pull it across, all right?
All right, I got it.
Come on, there it is.
Matt attaches a rope to the line.
All right, pull it. Hurry.
Nikki pulls the fishing line attached to the rope. Noah feeds the rope out.
Come on.
She unties the line from the rope as the dogs leap up. A dog runs across the roof towards Nikki.
Behind you! Stop!
She leaps up onto the rope as the dogs jump up at her. She holds up her legs. John kills one of the dogs with an arrow. Matt and Noah reel in the rope, pulling Nikki towards the house.
Come on, come on. Nice shot. We got one, man. We got one. Come on. Pull. Come on. Bring her in. Bring her in.
She reaches the house. They help her down the ladder. She smiles and kisses Matt as Noah unhitches the harness. Sunset. The lights are on in the house. Matt bows his head, clasping his hands behind his neck. John sits down with Sarah and Nikki, who rests her leg on the table. Sarah looks up at John.
You have to talk to me.
I'm not in pain, but I think I'm in trouble.
I'm so sorry for this, Sarah.
Don't be sorry. It's not your fault.
Yes, it is.
Matt.
It's okay. This is okay. None of this is okay. We should have been out of here this morning. Actually, we should never even come here at all.
Hey, you know, I didn't know this was supposed to happen.
Well, of course you didn't. Because you don't think, you just do. Only this time, you drag all of us down with you.
Matt leaves the room. John follows him. Nikki starts to get up.
Nikki, just let it happen.
Hey, does this make me feel better, huh?
Go ahead, man, lay it all on me. I'm the screw-up.
Mom knows it, Dad knew it. It's never you, it's always me.
It is always you. I wasn't given the room to make mistakes because that room was already filled with yours.
Look, I just wanted you to have some fun.
Bullcrap. You wanted me to act more like you, so you figured. There's two of us, and that would make you seem like less of a frickin' disappointment.
You know, it must be nice to have your life so together. Dad would be proud.
John storms off. Nighttime. John sits on the stairs nursing a bottle of beer. Nikki joins him.
Hey, what's up? Alright. How you doing?
I'm alright.
She sits on the stairs with him, drinking beer.
Yeah, I went on a dad got sick. And I knew Matt was pissed at me for bailing. But I didn't know what to do. And after he died, you know, I tried to make it up to him. I tried to be around more. I didn't know he hated me so much.
He doesn't hate you as much as he thinks he does.
All evidence to the contrary.
He loves you, John. He's here for you. Mr. Responsible skipped school a week away from his finals just to spend a weekend with his big brother. He can't say no to you.
Yeah, look where it got him, though.
None of this is your fault. You'll get through this. Besides, you're a hard guy to stay angry at.
Yeah?
Even I don't hate you quite as much as I used to.
Wait.
I really love him, you know.
I know. I'm glad.
Carrying a bottle of wine and two glasses, Matt joins Noah, who's cleaning an LP.
Hey.
Monsieur.
Uh-huh. Your uncle had very eclectic musical tastes.
That's putting it nicely.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hey, you're gonna be fine.
Noah smiles warmly at Matt.
I feel awful.
Wow, you guys have been wanting to do that for years. You'll both recover.
I hope so.
Hey, y'all ready to turn this mother out?
Yes.
Huh?
Come on, Mr. DJ. Fuse?
Yeah.
I should always do that.
I'll get it. I know where it is.
I'll come with you.
No. Relax. Relax. Each of you has your little job. You're the future doctor, smart and calm under pressure. You're the Eagle Scout in black sheep's clothing, quick with a weapon, handy with a seaplane. You're the perky athletic one, very randy to have around. And you look incredibly sexy in a bikini. Now, where does all that leave? Moi? I'm the one who knows where the fuse box is.
He's in definite need of psychiatric help.
Noah opens the cellar door, shining a torch in. He slowly makes his way down the steps into the dark cellar. He shines the torch onto the fuse box. He trips over petrol cans on the floor.
Why they always gotta put the fuse box in the basement? Damn.
He goes over to the fuse box on the wall, training his torch on it. He pulls a lever, the light comes on, he looks up, smiling. He turns off the torch and walks over to the wine rack and selects a bottle, holding it up to read the label. He smiles as he studies it.
You're mine, baby.
The light goes out. He trips over the cans again, crashing to the floor, managing to hold on to the bottle. He sits up, shining his torch onto the puppet. He looks around anxiously and gets to his feet. He reaches behind the puppet through a pair of fringed curtains. He shines the torch on a wire cage. He jumps. He backs away. He drops the wine bottle as a dog leaps out of the darkness, knocking him to the floor.
Stay with Sarah.
Upstairs, the others jump up. Noah tries to fight off the dog.
No!
Matt and John watch in horror from the doorway. Noah lies dead on the floor. They slam the door as the dog runs up the cellar stairs.
Matt, slide that over here!
A dog bursts through a window, knocking Matt over.
Coming through the door, Nikki, hurry!
Sarah holds a door shut.
Come on, go for one. Come on, hurry up!
Matt and John join Sarah and Nikki.
Get Sarah, get upstairs now!
Here, get upstairs!
Go, go.
Get upstairs!
Get to the attic, get to the attic! Sarah, come on!
Sarah runs upstairs. Nikki limps after her. Matt and John, with his bow and arrows, follow as the dogs burst through the boarded-up windows. Sarah lowers the loft ladder as the dogs come into the house. The dogs run through the living room. Matt is on the stairs. He kicks out at a dog. It crashes through the banister. A dog jumps on Matt's back. John rushes over. Nikki picks up the bow and arrows and hands them up to Sarah in the attic. John pulls Matt over to the loft ladder.
Okay. Let's go, let's go!
More dogs chew through the doors and rush in.
Hurry!
Nikki, Matt and John clamber up the loft ladder and pull it up just as the dogs arrive on the landing. They jump up at the ladder. Matt and John heave it up and shut the trap door.
Pull it, get the rope!
They pull the rope up. The dogs look up, mouths open. Matt lies on the floor. Sarah kneels. John sits down. Nikki looks at Matt's back as he sits up.
Oh my God. You got bitten.
The dogs pace around the living room. Some enter the kitchen, sniffing at the spilt food. Nikki dresses Matt's wounds by the light of a lamp. Outside in the darkness, the dogs watch the house. Lightning flashes. The dogs sit on the veranda. One howls in the bushes. Another paces along the veranda. One goes upstairs. A dog sits by the ladder on the roof. Sarah stares out of the attic window by the top of the ladder where the rope is attached. In the attic, Matt sits on the floor by the lamp. John paces past him.
real.
I can't believe that Noah's dead.
John looks over at Sarah, who hangs her head disconsolately.
Okay, look, we'll get out of here. We'll get you guys to a doctor. Whatever it is, they're gonna figure it out.
John sits next to Sarah on a bed. She gets up, irritated, and paces around.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah, please.
She knocks John back on the bed. Nikki wakes. Sarah, pale, turns to John, looking contrite. Sarah and John embrace.
Sorry. I'm gonna get you out of here, all right? I promise.
Okay. I just don't feel right.
I know.
From a box, Matt picks up a clipboard with notes and a diagram of a dog.
You're all right. Come on.
He flips through the notes.
Johnny.
Matt beckons John to join him. Nikki sits next to Sarah. Matt hands John the clipboard.
AMCS. Army Mountain Combat School. That's who leased the compound a couple of years ago.
So they were training attack dogs.
Maybe they were experimenting and it went wrong.
Why would Uncle Frank have these papers?
Matt shakes his head.
Come on, Uncle Frank wouldn't be involved with something like this. There's an animal rights activist.
Keep telling yourself that.
They probably told him what he told me, that the dogs got rabies, it spread, and that's why they had to put them all down.
Well, they missed a few.
Daybreak. Mist hangs over the water. The loft ladder is lowered. Clutching his bow and arrows, John slowly comes down the ladder. Matt follows. They creep along the landing. John opens a bedroom door. Matt returns to the ladder and helps Nikki down, then Sarah. John leaves. Sarah enters the bedroom.
Be careful.
Matt kisses Nikki, then follows John downstairs. The living room has been trashed. Cushions chewed, chairs knocked over, lamps broken. The brothers creep downstairs, surveying the damage. John turns to Matt.
What's that smell?
It marked their territory. We're the ones trespassing now.
John and Matt pick up their jackets and go out onto the veranda. They look out towards the sea.
You ready for this?
No. You?
Nope.
Matt leads the way down the veranda steps. John follows, carrying his bow, walking backwards. Sarah and Nikki watch anxiously from the bedroom window as they head towards the garage.
Jeez, Matt!
What is he doing? Is he insane? He's not afraid.
The brothers enter the garage.
I've been in 10 years for him to notice me. What are you talking about? It feels over. It's not over. Don't talk like that.
Matt pushes the car out of the garage as John jumps in the driver's side. Matt runs after it as it rolls down a dirt slope. He starts pushing again. Matt falls flat on his face as the car pulls away.
Shit.
A pack of dogs run out of the bushes. Matt jumps up and chases after the car, pursued by the dogs. John watches in his rearview mirror.
Come on, Maddie.
Come on, Maddie!
Matt catches up with the car and climbs onto the roof.
Give me the bow.
Here.
John passes it up through the sunroof. Matt loads an arrow. The dogs gain on the car. John looks up at Matt, then back at the road. A dog jumps on the bonnet. Matt nearly falls off.
Heads up, Matty!
John swerves. The dog falls off the bonnet. Matt drops the bow and clings onto the roof. He climbs into the car through the sunroof. The speedometer reads 10 miles an hour. John depresses the pedal.
Any more speed?
Three dogs run towards the car.
Hold on!
John turns the car off the track into the undergrowth. They roll towards a cliff edge.
Better work this time.
They roll down a grassy slope towards the edge. John pumps the clutch. The engine starts. John jams on the brakes as they hurtle towards the edge. They stop. Inches from the sheer drop. The sea foams over rocks below. John and Matt look stunned. John grips the wheel.
Cool.
Piece of cake.
As the dogs gather around them, John slams the car into reverse and wheels spinning, they drive the ancient Mercedes backwards away from the cliff edge.
They don't like the noise.
The dogs run into the undergrowth. They drive up the grassy slope. Matt lies back in his seat, eyes shut. He lifts his head, looking dazed. As they arrive back at the house, the girls wave from the bedroom. Matt leans out of the car window.
Let's go!
I don't think I'm gonna make those finals, Johnny.
John smiles. A dog leaps in through Matt's window. He grabs it round the neck. Its saliva drips on Matt's face. Looking determined, John drives alongside a telegraph pole.
Hold on to him!
The dog's body slams into the pole, flying away from the car. They drive past the garage to the house in a cloud of dust. Nikki rushes out onto the veranda.
Come down. You gotta help.
I got it, Maddie.
I tried everything.
Get in the car.
Sarah!
John runs into the bedroom.
Sarah.
Go away.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
No, I'm not gonna make it.
I don't care. Let's go.
I don't care.
Get up.
No.
A dog stands in the doorway.
Get out of my house. John, go out the window.
Sarah, I'm not leaving.
You understand? If I break eye contact, it's over. I will be right behind you.
She stares at the dog.
Gone?
Yeah.
John is by the window. The dog leaps up at Sarah. John is knocked out of the window onto the roof below. He rolls off and falls to the ground heavily. Sarah is fighting with the dog. She throws it onto the bed. Matt runs over to his stricken brother. Sarah struggles with the animal, blood on her face. She falls backwards through the window, the dog on top of her. She lands impaled on the merry-go-round's broken post, the dog pinning her down. Her eyes are open, face covered in blood.
Sarah!
John, Matt and Nikki watch horrified as the merry-go-round turns.
Oh, no!
Come on!
Matt helps John up as a pack of dogs arrive. They hurry towards the car. Nikki leans out of the driver's window. Matt loads John into the back seat. The dogs chew Sarah's leg. Nikki reverses the car. A dog tugs at Sarah's arm. They drive away from the house. Around a bend on the dirt track. A dog stands on the zip wire platform in front of the house as they speed away. They pull up by the wire fence at the compound.
Vincent used to be here.
You break through it with the car.
What if the fence is the only thing standing between us and those dogs?
That's true.
The gate is padlocked.
Okay, we'll leave the car running. If we turn it off, we don't know if it's going to start up again.
The car's not going to get us off this island.
Well, if we need to, it'll get us the heck out of here. Come on.
They leave the car and climb over the fence.
There's gotta be a radio here somewhere.
It's not gonna do us any good if there's no power. Look. Solar panel.
We could hook onto that, right?
Yeah.
They go over to a building. John holds open the door. They all go in.
You over here?
No, not inside.
Matt picks up a muzzle.
Looks like an attack protection suit.
They wander through the dilapidated building. There is blood spattered on the doors. They enter a surgery. There are instruments on the table. They look around. John stands by an IV drip.
What the heck is all this stuff? This was not a training facility. Something else was going on here.
They weren't training anything. They were genetically redesigning them. They were playing God.
No!
Matt recoils as Nikki touches his back.
Let's keep moving.
Matt leaves. John and Nikki exchange concerned looks and follow. John enters another room and picks up a microphone.
Here's a radio.
Nikki tries a wall switch.
No power.
All right, well, how do we hook into the solar power?
The batteries have to be around here somewhere. Down here.
Looking around nervously, John holds open a door. They go downstairs to a basement. Matt points.
Batteries.
All right, good. I'm gonna check the main first. All right. Hit the breaker.
Matt and John try the fuse box switches.
These batteries are never going to charge this protonator. They're too rusted, look.
It's all right, it's all right. They're the old lead acid kind. They'll hold the charge forever. Positive to positive, negative to negative, just like a car.
They clamp the leads onto the batteries.
You good?
They try the fuse switch again. The light comes on.
Nice.
They return to the radio room. Nikki stares out of the window. Matt turns to John.
How do you know all this stuff?
You'd be surprised when an irresponsible screw-up can pick up over the years. Okay, here we go.
John turns on the radio.
It's dead.
Still no signal.
Give me that cell phone. Take out the back there. Open up the back. Here, there's nothing to say that we can't hook up this cell phone to the radio tower. I mean, it's just a giant antenna. By itself, a cell gives you, what, maybe 2-3 miles? But a tower like that gives you over 100. We can attach the cell phone here. To the radio antenna. Ah, shoot. No signal.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Look right there. On the radio tower. There's a cable detached.
I'll go.
Whoa, we gotta stick together.
Look, I'll go. All right, you guys just stay here. Once I connect the cables, though, you're gonna see this signal. When you see the signal, you wanna turn on the antenna amplifier right here.
All right.
John turns to leave.
Hey, be careful.
We're gonna get out of here.
Nikki frowns at Matt as John leaves. John jogs away from the building, looking around. He climbs up the pylon.
What's wrong? Baby, calm down, sit down.
Nikki strokes Matt's face. He hangs his head.
It's just...
He looks down.
What happened to Sarah? It's only a matter of time before it happens to me.
Matt, don't talk like that. You're gonna drive yourself crazy.
He leans forward as if to kiss her, but hesitates. She strokes his face.
What's wrong? Why?
They're inside.
What are you talking about?
In order for the dogs to have survived being put down, they would have had to find a way to escape. If they found a way out of the compound.
They found their way back in.
Nikki rushes over to the window. John climbs the tower.
John.
John looks through the trees at a boat moored by a jetty. He plugs the cables into a box. A floodlight on top of the tower comes on. John signals to Nikki at the window to try the radio. When she switches on the amplifier, sparks fly. John is thrown backwards off the tower. He lands heavily on his back. From the window, Nikki watches horrified.
Oh, God.
A fire burns in the building. Smoke pours from a grill into the room. John struggles to get up, pulling himself up on the wire fence. He is knocked back by a dog leaping up. He scrambles to his feet and runs away. The dog launches itself at him. Two more jump up at the fence. The cream dog chews at the fence. Another digs a hole under it. John tries to fight off his attacker. Two more run over. The fire rages in the building. A dog runs over to John and attacks him as he lies on the ground. Yet another dog runs towards him. The animals tear at his clothes. Matt clubs a dog with a baseball bat. He goes over to John and smashes the bat down on the dogs. Aghast, Nikki watches from the window. Smoke billows from the grill. She stumbles into the smoke-filled corridor. She looks out of the glass in the door. Three dogs wait outside. She turns and leans back on the door. She watches flames engulf the door at the other end of the corridor. Nikki looks as though she's had an idea. As the brothers fight off the dogs, Nikki sprints through the smoke to the door, opens it, and runs back in. The dogs come in after her. She stands with her back to the door, beyond which the fire rages. John rolls on the ground with a dog. Nikki and a black dog stare at each other. She looks over at a gas canister nearby.
Give Cujo my best.
She opens the door. The fire bursts out, engulfing the dogs. The building disappears in a fireball. The dogs outside scatter. John and Matt look back at the burnt-out building.
Nikki!
John holds down his struggling brother.
Stop it! Listen! Listen to me! There is a boat on the other side of this fence. It's our only way out.
You're not getting off this island, John.
John and Matt suddenly look around. The whole compound is filled with German shepherds. The brothers look at each other. A Rottweiler stands outside the fence. Mercedes drives across the compound, mowing down two dogs.
Peter, right?
Matt and John jump into the car.
I said you were dead.
Any ideas?
Hang on!
John plants his foot on the accelerator and smashes through the fence, the dogs in hot pursuit. Above the jetty where the boat is moored, the car flies off the end of a timber pier and slowly nosedives into the water below, sending up a huge splash. Dogs run downhill. Nikki climbs out of the sunroof, followed by Matt. John crawls out of a side window.
You okay?
The dogs run towards the water.
No!
Nikki and the boys swim to the jetty and get out of the water as the dogs arrive at the pier.
John, get the boat started.
Matt unties the boat.
Jump on!
John and Nikki scramble aboard. The boat moves off, watched by the dogs. Nikki, Matt, and John look back at them as they pull away. The dogs stare. They are out at sea with a sail up. Exhausted, Nikki and John are slumped on the deck. Matt sits down with them, squinting in the sunshine.
What do you think is going to happen to you guys?
She looks over at John.
Find a doctor that can cure it.
What if he can't?
He has to.
She tilts back her head. John watches, wincing with pain, a bloody mark on his cheek.
I need some sleep.
John leans on Matt to stand up, clasping his stomach. Matt looks up at him as he opens the cabin door. Teeth bared, a dog leaps out. The end.